Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will just quickly share my screen. Yes, so thank you so much. And essentially, I only wanted to summarize the discussions and point at some issues that will need to be further elaborated before we reach a final conclusion, I believe. And went too far, sorry. So basically, of course, we know why this work is being undertaken, the original 1968 Convention on Road Traffic, as well as Convention on Road Signs and Signals, includes a very simple definition of a cycle that, however, does not include some of the new forms of mobility that we see in the streets. So it's definitely an important initiative to reopen these definitions. And we are really happy to be parts of these discussions together with the Secretariat and with the colleagues from ECF. And here, I quickly added the definition proposal from the informal document that we can discuss today. It includes two new additions of a speed cycle and of a carrier cycle, and basically extends the definition of a cycle to include new forms of e-mobility, especially e-bikes. The definition that is proposed today already includes some of the thresholds that we would like to see in the definition that we consider really important and stemming from the experience that we've had in Europe, especially when it comes to speed, cutoff speed, and maximum width. However, and this would be 25 kilometers per hour, mirroring the system we currently have in Europe, as well as allowing to go up to 32 kilometers per hour when it comes to definition of a cycle, mirroring the approach in the US. When it comes to width, maximum width shall be defined at 1 meter. We know that some countries opt for a lower threshold, already 0.75 meter, and the definition also includes this. At the same time, we see a development of speed cycles. We consider it important to include the speed up to 45 kilometers per hour, maximum up to 50, and the carrier cycles. Here, the issue is how to best approach the width and the weight, and that leads me to some of the considerations. Like, first of all, the big question that remains open is what is the right level of detail for such a high level definition, because already now the definition proposed in the informal document includes parameters that are all up for discussion. Of course, for the purposes of this group, needs for the infrastructure need to be considered, and here especially the speed and the width would play a role. At the same time, when it comes to needs for the industry and for the manufacturers, some different considerations need to be taken into account. For example, some of the notes that I received from the industry experts of course include consideration for open throttles versus non-open throttles. So we find it important that this definition does not include open throttle e-bikes that we at the same time see proliferating across the world. The same when it comes to carrier cycles. We feel that at this point discussions are still ongoing about the specifications of that the carrier cycles should have. And it's especially important to also be able to distinguish between lightweight and heavyweight carrier cycles, especially for the production specifications. Of course, we understand that for the cycling infrastructure, it's more about the width than about the weight. However, once this definition is being opened, it would be important to already look into all the considerations. Some of the other points that were brought up in our internal discussions would include assistance ratio, startup assistance mode, speed, possible cutoff, as well as maximum motor power. For example, now in the US we know they have 750 watts. In other legislations it might be different. All of these questions are extremely important. At the same time, we understand that this definition might not be a space to address them. The question is how to best approach this conundrum and how to best create space for all new forms of mobility while not precluding others. And I feel I can stop here. And I would just like to ask the chair and ask this module for a bit more time. And like I'm really interested in hearing the discussion today. And we will need to sit down at the table with other experts and discuss this through and talk about it a bit more before we can really support a definition that we feel confident can last for many years to come. Thank you.